Hello and welcome to Larry 389's podcast for the week of January 29th, 2007. And here's tech news. Well, the Wii's on sale again. It could be bought at various Circuit City and Best Buy's locations across the nation. Well, good luck getting it, because the odds of every store having more than 10 is very rare. And the second you get it, there'll probably be people who are willing to hurt you for it. Have you ever wanted to search patents? Well, now you can. At google.com, you have a new patent search, which allows you basically to search patents, the descriptions, who patent them, their inventor, and a brief description with pictures of how it looks like. The new marketing campaign for Vista just started, apparently. They finished the operating system 3 months ago, but the company's marketing machine is just kicking into high gear. The company began 2 days of events with aerial dancing performance here in Manhattan's West Side Chelsea neighborhood, a district once known for its industrial warehouses, but now more of a notable for its avant-garde galleries. But the wind chill today made conditions notably uncomfortable. Frostbite is an occupational hazard today, said a camera operator who is a part of the sizable audience of the press, guests, and Vista beta testers who braved the cold to watch the human billboard. 16 aerial dancers, clad in the colorful spandex bodysuits, dangled from bungee cords to form the Vista and Microsoft Office 2007 logos on the side of the terminal building. Isn't that fascinating? More on tech news. Have you ever thought that you might need a pocket PC? You don't need one anymore, because now cell phones basically do the same thing. At google.com/app, you could download Google application, which basically allows you to check your mail and other things, and on other websites you're able to do other things. You're able to download navigation, GPS, you know, and all that. Plus, I would like to discuss that today I'm going to launch a new service called Beta of the Week. This is going to be basically a beta website, or sometimes program, that I'm going to tell you, and you could go check out yourself. This week, we have Spellify.com. That's S-P-L-L-I-F-Y, or maybe L-Y, nah, I just came with you, .com. It's basically a spell checker. And if you spell, and no, this is beta, so you can't really write in capital letters, because it'll tell you you're wrong. Well, this has been Larry 389's podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.